Flashpoint, by Suzanne Brockman. 1. Late Spring, Maryland. Before tonight, the closest Tess Bailey had come to a strip club was on TV, where beautiful women danced seductively in G-strings, taut young body parts bouncing and gleaming from a stage that sparkled and flashed. In the gentleman's den, thousands of miles from Hollywood in a rundown neighborhood north of Washington, D.C., the mirror ball was broken, and the aging stripper on the sagging, makeshift stage looked tired and cold. Whoops. Nash turned his back to the noisy room, carefully keeping his face in the shadows. "That's Gus Mondelet sitting with Decker," he told Tess. Diego Nash had the kind of face that stood out in a crowd, and Nash obviously didn't want Mondelet, whoever he was, to see him. Tess followed him back toward the bar, away from the table where Lawrence Decker, Nash's longtime agency partner, was working undercover. She bumped into someone. "Excuse me." Oh my God! The waitresses weren't wearing any shirts! The gentleman's den wasn't just a strip club, it was also a topless bar. She grabbed Nash's hand and dragged him down the passageway that led to the payphone and the restrooms. It was dark back there, with the added bonus of nary a half-naked woman in sight. She had to say it. This was just a rumor. He pinned her up against the wall and nuzzled her neck, his arms braced on either side of her. She was stunned for only about 3 seconds before she realized that two men had staggered out of the men's room. This was just another way for Nash to hide his face. She pretended that she was only pretending to melt as he kissed her throat and jawline, as he waited until drunk and drunker pushed past them before he spoke, his breath warm against her ear. There were at least 4 shooters set up and waiting out front in the parking lot, and those were just the ones I...